ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर् उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर् भवति नैष्टिकी। वे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 14। जने अनागसि अघम युञ्जन् सर्वतो अस्य च मत्फयम्। साधूनां भद्रमेव स्यात् असाधु दमने कृते। जने अनागसि अघम युञ्जन् सर्वतो अस्य च मद्भयम्। साधूनां भद्रमेव स्याद् असाधु दमने कृते। जने अनागस्य घं युञ्जान् सर्वतो अस्य च मद्भयम्। साधूनां भद्रमेव स्यात् असाधुत्तमने कृते। जने अनागसि अघं युञ्जन् सर्वतो अस्य च मद्भयम्। साधूनां भद्रमेव स्यात् असाधुत्तमने कृते। Jane, to the living beings, Anagasi, those who are offenseless, Agham, sufferings, Yunjan, by applying sarvataha, anywhere and everywhere, asya, of such offenders, cha, and matbhayam, fear me, sadhunam, of the honest persons, bhadram, good fortune, eva, certainly, syat, will take place, asadhu, dishonest miscreants, damane, curbed, krite, being so done. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Whoever causes offenseless living beings to suffer must fear me anywhere and everywhere in the world. By curbing dishonest miscreants, one automatically benefits the offenseless. Purport, dishonest miscreants flourish because of cowardly and impotent executive heads of state. But when the executive heads are strong enough to curb all sorts of dishonest miscreants in any part of the state, certainly they cannot flourish. When the miscreants are punished in an exemplary manner, automatically all good fortune follows. As said before, it is the prime duty of the king or the executive head to give protection in all respects to the peaceful, offenseless citizens of the state. The devotees of the Lord are by nature peaceful and offenseless, and therefore it is the prime duty of the state to arrange to convert everyone to become a devotee of the Lord. Thus, automatically, there will be peaceful, offenseless citizens. Then the only duty of the king will be to curb the dishonest miscreants. That will bring about peace and harmony all over human society. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Kaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Mao Vishnu Duraya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Srimade Jayapataka Swami Dhanamane Namo Chari Vadaya Nathaka Bhutayane Gaurakata Namadaya Nagaragram Tarine. We are reading Punishment and Reward of Kali, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 14 that we read. And here Parikshit Maharaj is giving a very interesting philosophy. He said, whoever causes offenseless living beings to suffer must fear me everywhere and anywhere. And by curbing dishonest miscreants, one automatically benefits the offenseless. Whoever is harming those who are devotees, those who are offenseless, and those who are abiding by the orders of the Lord. They will naturally be afraid of persons, they will always be under the protection of persons like Parikshit Maharaj. And those who are not abiding by the instructions of the Lord, who are offensive, they will always be afraid of people who are with the Lord and who are empowered by the Lord. The person who breaks the law is always afraid of those people who are law holders, those who protect the law. They are persons whom people who break the law are afraid of. So therefore, Maharaj Parikshit is saying, you better be afraid of me, those who have done these steps. In other words, he's telling Kali, you better be afraid of me. Maharaj Parikshit and pure devotees of the Lord will be feared by Kali. Yad bibeti swayam bhayam. In the Bhagavatam it's mentioned. Feared by fear, fear personified is feared by them. Feared by fear personified. Yad bibeti swayam bhayam. This is the meaning of the Lord and His empowered servants. Actually, they have nothing to fear about, but fear personified is afraid of them. Because of their power to be able to institute the will of Krishna. Because of their power in being pure devotees of Krishna. They are not afraid of anybody or anything. Abhaya. Prabhupada's name is Abhaya Charanaravinda. Bhaktivedanta Swamijana Prabhupada. Having taken shelter, Charanaravinda, of the lotus feet of the Lord, he is fearless. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying, I am not afraid. You have to be afraid of me. Because you have done something wrong. I have done nothing wrong, so I am not afraid. See, the guilty are afraid. You are guilty of doing something against the will of the Lord, you need to be afraid. Guilt is very important. Because guilt is good human nature that tells you something is wrong, you have done something wrong, and you feel guilty. So now they have a new philosophy. Don't feel guilty. Feel happy. A bumper sticker. This is modern, postmodern era, where people do away with these type of things. Don't feel guilty. It's not necessary to feel guilt about anything. Don't go on the guilt trip. So the bumper sticker that says, screw guilt. Forget it. Just don't feel guilty. So, normally speaking, the guilty are afraid. It's a good, healthy sign that if you're guilty and you're afraid, and you should go to the person whom you have committed offense to or the wrongdoing that you have done. Come in front of the Lord, seek pardon. Go in front of the devotee and say, I've done this wrong and I'm feeling very bad about it. And I feel very guilty about what can I do. And then accordingly, you will be awarded some atonement by chanting Hare Krishna, doing some service. And in this way, you can be free from it. You can become all right again. When Subuddhi Rai, what is it, Buddhimanta Khan. When Buddhimanta Khan got sprinkled with water by the Muslims and became supposed to have become a Muslim because of that. And he went and asked the Brahmanas what to do. What is the atonement for having been sprinkled? They told him, finished. You should drink boiling hot ghee. You should drink in order to become a Brahmana again. In order to become a Hindu again. In other words, they're saying you better die. They paid so much importance to that. But he thought, that means what? I mean, I'll die if I drink boiling hot ghee. So he went to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you just have to chant Hare Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna, if at all you're feeling bad about it. That, you know, got sprinkled by some water. It's nothing to feel, but if you feel bad, just chant Hare Krishna. Everything will be looked after. This is atonement. You have guilty feeling about anything wrong done, you just chant Hare Krishna and you beg pardon. This is a attitude of a devotee. But a non-devotee, what does he do? Because of his puffed up nature, because of his anti-God life and principles, what does he do? Puffed up. I will not go and seek pardon from anybody. I have not done anything wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. Like that, you rationalize and reason out on his own. See, but there is a fear lurking in his heart. I know I have done wrong. But externally, he will not do. Like Kamsa was so afraid of Krishna, very afraid of Krishna. From the beginning, out of his fear, he was killing all the children everywhere, sent all sorts of people, including Putana, to kill all children everywhere. And no use. He never surrendered, but he had consistent fear, and consistently he was against Krishna. This is the characteristic of a demon. Consistently afraid, guilty, consistently puffed up and not surrendering, full of fear. So Krishna, true to that, Kamsa saw Krishna as death afraid, and Krishna came and gave him death. In the wrestling arena, he dragged him down and punched him and killed him in front of everybody. No ordinary wrestler or boxer Krishna was. You get boxed by Krishna, of course, he was sent back to Godhead because he got boxed by Krishna. But the point is that fear, if you've done something wrong. But if you're not, if you're a devotee of the Lord, if at all you feel guilty and you feel that you've done something wrong, immediately you would go and beg pardon and become free from that guilt, chant Hare Krishna. Remain simple. You see, remain simple. So here Parikshit Maharaj is warning, you better be afraid because you have done something wrong. He's telling Kali Yuga, Kali, you better be afraid of me. So the devotees, by their strict following of Krishna's instructions, being a devotee, they are not afraid, because a devotee is doing the greatest good to human society and is doing the greatest good to himself. By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, he's purifying the whole atmosphere, and he is purifying his own consciousness, and in this way Krishna is pleased with him. Accidentally, if he does anything wrong, that's only an accident, not intentional like the demons do. So Parikshit Maharaj is warning Kali, and he's reasoning that out by saying, by curbing dishonest miscreants, one automatically benefits the offenseless. To benefit those people who are serving Krishna and following Krishna's order, what can you do? You can curb those people who don't follow Krishna's laws. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Dushkriti, those who performed activities that are having ill effects and are not beneficial, those people will always get on top of the devotees because they are attached to the Lord. They will attack them. So by keeping such people at bay, by attacking those people who attack devotees, nothing wrong is done. It's not an offense. It's not an offense to attack those people who attack devotees. It is not an offense to protect devotees, and in self-defense, attack those who attack devotees. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one who says it is an offense, he is committing an offense. If you say it's an offense to go against people who are against devotees, that itself is an offense. It's not an offense to go against people who are against devotees. Nothing wrong. That is the duty of a kshatriya. In fact, when we don't say what is wrong and publicly say, that's why Prabhupada is saying here, that when the miscreants are punished in an exemplary manner, automatically all good fortune follows. Very powerful statement. Miscreants should be published in an exemplary manner. Means in public, you should publish and publicize it. Everybody watches this example of what you will get if you do something wrong. Good fortune will come if you do that. See, I told you earlier that famous saying, it takes four good people not to do anything when something wrong is going on to spoil the whole society. In sociology, this is a famous quote. Four people who are really good abiding by all laws, watch lawbreakers and people who don't do things properly against the law and keep quiet and don't do anything. These four people are enough to kill the whole society, not the other people. These are the people who actually kill the society, not those who are going against. But it takes four good people to do nothing watching wrong. They will really destroy society. In other words, what does it mean, what Parikshit Maharaj is saying here? You should not keep quiet. And Prabhupada is saying the purport should make a big noise about this is wrong, don't do it. So that everybody knows, wow, this is a principle of life, I don't like to do something wrong. In this way, everybody stays together. And everybody knows what is wrong and what is right. And those people who do wrong, stay away from these people. Oh my gosh, these people know what is right and wrong. And they will scream if you do anything wrong. I don't want to go there. So what they will do is they'll criticize immediately. Because I cannot go there. They criticize you. But the people who follow, they don't care. They don't care. Kali is actually challenging Parikshit Maharaj. See, your dharma I am killing. I'll attack you like this. We mentioned that yesterday. So, this is so wonderful that it says, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, if you don't loudly say what is wrong, people will not know difference from right and wrong and they may commit wrong and you become responsible for it. So it's the duty of the king to reward what is right, punish what is wrong, and publicly proclaim it. These things are wrong, should not be done. Then only people will become afraid and not do the wrong thing, do the right thing, and in this way there will be progress in society. It's the duty of the leaders, it's the duty of those who are responsible to loudly proclaim what is wrong and punish wrongdoers. If they don't do that, they are failing in their duty. But in situation in this day and age, people are very afraid of those people who do wrong. And the right people will simply keep quiet because they are personally afraid of their own security. Even in a devotee's community like ours, sometimes you watch what is going on wrong. Somebody speaking wrong. Somebody speaking offensively. You just turn around and walk off. Why should I bother? I am just a congregational devotee. I am just a devotee, a brahmachari in the temple. Why should I get into all these things? Actually, this is very wrong. You will perpetrate that immediately. You should get up and say, don't say that, that's not correct. The right thing is this, this is wrong. You are perpetrating something wrong. It's very bad for our community. It's very bad for flourishing Krishna consciousness. It is very bad for bringing other people inside. It's very bad for you. It's offense. Do not say that. It's also wrong information. That's our duty to do that. Immediately we should, like is mentioned here, exemplary way, at least correct that person. If you don't have to punish that person. And if the person again does it, then you must bring it to the address of the higher authorities. And that person should be addressed. Why did you say this? Why did you do this? And it should be corrected publicly. Still he continues to do it, he should be taken out from the society. This is the way people do things. In any progressive movement, in any progressive society, in any progressive community, I tell you, you are unfit to stay in our community, please find some other place you can go. She's spoiling everybody. So this is what leaders do, this is what group who wants to keep themselves safe do. This is natural. So to protect ourselves, protect our children, protect our women, protect our culture. And anybody who goes against these things, we should keep them away, because it's very dangerous for achieving the purpose of life. So Parikshit Maharaj is taking action appropriately. He said, I will publicly do this. I'll proclaim things against. So this is very important, and Prabhupada keeps on speaking about it in the purports. How we should publicly go against cow killing. So people are doing this. The country is doing it. The government is doing it. Exporting and becoming the greatest exporter of beef. And amazingly, yesterday was Mattu Pongal. We celebrated in Tamil Nadu. This morning I was just speaking to the boys about it, about cow and importance of cow. And two shlokas before, just flipping through, just getting a history. Here it is mentioned, he, that is Maharaj Parikshit, repeatedly addressed and questioned the bull thus, O son of Surabhi, who has cut off your three legs? In the state of the kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, there is no one as unhappy as you. Surabhi. Surabhi Rabipala Yantam. Goloka, where all cows are called Surabhi cows. And Surabhi is the mother of all cows. If you read Bhagavatam, in the churning of the milk ocean, the devas and the asuras, Surabhi comes out as one of the product of the ocean churning. And Indra goes and immediately propitiates Surabhi. Mother Surabhi, he offers prayers to Mother Surabhi, offers obeisances, worships her. And he asks blessings, I should be victorious in this whole churning, I should get the Amrita and all the demigods should share it and we should benefit. So Surabhi blesses him. You become a calf and you drink milk from me, from my udder, and you will be able to win. And in this way Indra became a calf, he drank milk from Mother Surabhi directly. So he became Surabhi's son by drinking milk, becoming a calf. That is why when Indra did that horrible thing in Vrindavan, raining Samavartaka clouds, thunder, everything on the residents of Braja, and he realized, I've done a very big mistake. This is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The only person he could think of and go take shelter is Surabhi, my mother. Please, if you talk to Krishna, it will be settled. You are very dear to Krishna. Please, it will be settled. So, although he did wrong, right, immediately understood he had done wrong. He went and got hold of his mother Surabhi, brought her all the way down to Vrindavan, and Surabhi pacified Krishna, and with her milk, he did Abhishek for Krishna. Krishna became immediately pacified. You look after the cow, you use cow milk to worship Krishna and do Abhishek of Krishna, he will be very pleased with you. He will be very pleased with you. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Yataya Cha. So in this world where people kill cows, abuse cows and do all sorts of crazy things to cows, which we explained, we were discussing in the morning, how cow is the centerpiece of human economy. How in the cow all the demigods are situated. How after Surabhi was created, actually Indra took residence on the base of the horns of the cow. Brahma took residence on the middle of the horns. 2 years Ashwini Kumaras took residence. Eyes Chandra and Surya took residence. In the forehead Shiva took residence. Like that all over the parts of the body, all the demigods took residence. Therefore, it's like the embassy of all the demigods the cow contains. And that is why the cow is so important, because when the cow produces, everything the cow produces is auspicious, including the cow dung and the urine. In the cow dung resides Lakshmi. In the cow urine is Ganga. So that is why cow urine is sprinkled for purification. Cow dung is applied. See. And Krishna likes to follow this dharma. He wants everybody to follow this dharma. And those who don't, miscreants, they will be in for trouble. It so happened that even Subhadra once was implicated like this. There's a story in the Gopal Champu also, it is mentioned. In the Mahabharata also it's mentioned. The Puranas it's mentioned. That once Indra, yeah, I think Indra, Brahma. Indra was watching a dance performance in the higher planets in Swargaloka. Must be Indra only. In Swargaloka. And then they were playing drums and everything, and all the Apsaras, Ramba, Kilottama, Menaka, all of them all dancing and all that. At that time, all of a sudden, when they're beating the drum broke. Poof. But the sound came. Then Indra said, "What is this?" He said to Yama, Yamaraj, Lord of Death, he said, "Find out the skin of a person who is not following a vow and repair this drum." Put his skin on his drum. Very strange type of this thing. That fellow's skin we will use and beat it. So, they were on the lookout. So, they went around and saw, oh, Lakshmi, she is very perfectly following all vows and austerities. In front of her place is cow dung. And then there is beautiful rangoli put. She is following vrata. Oh, what to speak of Ganga, what to speak of this person, that person. Everywhere we went, they are all following vows. But only Subhadra, she is not following any vows. So then it was ordered that, yeah, you can go and get her skin and make that drum. Immediately Krishna heard about this and ran to Subhadra. And he said, "Subhadra, why you are not following any vow like all the other Grihasthinis? Household women, they should especially follow this vow." He said, "I have my husband is Arjuna and you are my brother and look at my relatives and I say, I mean all of them are such great, but why should I follow any vow? I am protected by all of them." Then Krishna said, "No, must still as a Grihasthini, as a household lady, you must follow the vow. Otherwise, you will be finished. So what shall I do, my dear brother? Tell me, what shall I do?" Then he said, "You do this. You put cow dung in front of your house. Then you draw a cow with rangoli. Inside the cow should be another calf of the cow between its legs. Then you put a square around. Then you put 33 lotuses inside on the cow. Like this," he gave. "Then you put on the right side, you put a gateway for hell. On the right side of the left side of the square, you put a gateway to heaven, Swargaloka." In this way, he gave detailed information on how to put a rangoli which will keep away all types of problems. It is came to be known in the Purana as a Gopadma Vrata, that Krishna personally told his sister to do this. cow signia you put and use cow dung, nothing will approach. Actually, this is the original Rangoli, directly spoken by Krishna. Now, of course, they do all sorts of designs, some high-tech design, yellow, red, black, blue, and some shining powder and all that. And they sell special, some dirty-looking powder. Rangoli and all those things, normally, kolam they put with the rice powder and all that. So ants come and feed on it, and all sorts of things are there. Of course, beautiful work is also done. But main thing is cow dung. In this way, people, even Krishna, didn't want Subhadra to do something wrong against his instructions. I may be your brother, but you better follow the dharma. I'll protect you. But don't be in a situation where the demigods find fault with you that you're not doing this. In this way, advice was given by Krishna. It is appropriate to speak of this because it's supposed to be Mattu Pongal yesterday. So I'm just saying that how Krishna himself advised, how Indra, after that situation, he brought Surabhi and he gave Abhishekam to Krishna and he proclaimed that you are Govinda, the enlivener of the cows. Because he stole all the cows, I mean he harmed all the cows and calves. Putting thunderbolt and lightning, he felt very guilty. And this is the mother of the cows. She has excused him. What a foolish son I have. You know, all my children and all that you harmed. Luckily, they were all protected by Krishna. Otherwise, you would have been in greater trouble. Both from me also. Right? So, in this way, she showed mercy. And this way, she got mercy. So, cows are so vital. And that is why cow protection, it's the greatest service that we can do to human society. Because cow, which is the embassy of all the demigods, if it's destroyed, then you can imagine what type of reactions you will get. If the whole economic principle is destroyed, what type of prosperity can you get? That is why there are floods. That is why there are tsunamis. That is why there are earthquakes. That is why there is terrorism. That is why the mothers kill the child in the womb. Whomever they have to protect, they will kill. There will be no protection for anybody if you don't protect the cow. Nobody will be protected. Everybody will be harmed if you don't protect the cow. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. So that is why the kshatriyas should protect dharma, should protect the cow. This way they will protect everybody. Good fortune will come. That's the meaning of what Parikshit Maharaj is saying. You must really understand, cow protection means protection of human society. Cow protection means protection of all the people who follow dharma of the Lord. Cow protection means everybody will be prosperous and happy. If you worship the cow, all the demigods become pleased with you because they're all sitting there. Krishna becomes pleased with you. Very pleased with you. See, Krishna ordered in the Govardhan Leela that one who doesn't worship the Govardhan Hill and doesn't worship the cow, he'll be finished, he'll get bitten by snakes. He cursed anybody who doesn't worship the cow. That's why cow is worshipped. I mean, in the Western world, people say, you people are stupid. In India, you worship the cow and you suffer from poverty. Why don't you cut up and eat the cow if you're hungry? This is the time to worship the cow when you're hungry. You don't know the philosophy. In fact, it is what you should do. You should worship the cow and automatically there will be prosperity. There will be enough crops, there will be enough grains and you can store that in granaries and cows will give milk because they are protected and happy and safe. The mother will look after. Cow is a mother. Atma Mata, Gurur Patni, Brahmani, Rajapatnika, Dhenur, Dhatri, Tata, Prithvi, Saptaita, Matra, Smrita. So Prabhupada said the culture of killing the cow means the culture of killing your own mother. The conversation between the Chand Kazi and Lord Chaitanya, when Chand Kazi attacked and broke all the mridanga drums and tried to stop the Sankirtan movement of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya took the first civil disobedience, Inqilab Zindabad strike. Of course, he didn't call it Inqilab Zindabad. He chanted Hare Krishna. He went all the word. Inqilab Zindabad is during the freedom fight. Who is that? Hasrat Muhammad. Great patriot, Muslim. He only coined that. I'm just saying that because it's a Chand Kazi involved here. he went on Harinam Sankirtan with torches and everything, and the Chand Qazi was so afraid, and finally the Lord came to his house and asked for him, and he came and he addressed him very nicely, and the first thing he asked is, please tell me why you people kill the cow and eat. He asked the Chand Qazi. The Chand Qazi gave his own logic. He gave his own logic. He said, cows are meant for eating. He said, where? It's mentioned even in your scripture. He said, what? He's telling to the Supreme Personality of God, it's mentioned in your scripture. And he gave explanation. You see, two types of things are there. One, Nivritti Marg and Pravritti Marg in the scripture. Those who are in the Nivritti Marg only should not kill the cow. Also on the Pravritti Marg can kill the cow. Then Lord Chaitanya explained, no sir, wrong, you have understood it wrong. That is not what the scripture says. And he explained to him, you know, whether you are in the Nivritti Marg or Pravritti Marg, you should not kill the cow, because the cow is like this, like this, like this. It's dharma. And it's in the Quran, it is not mentioned you should kill the cow either. He said, no, it's Quran, it is mentioned like this. So no, it doesn't say that either. It's a sinful activity. Cow is like mother. And the cow does all these services too. In this way, he convinced the Chand Qazi, and the Chand Qazi became very pleased, became a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see that whoever protects dharma, whoever protects the cow is so valuable for, you know, protecting dharma. If the cow is killed, all sorts of crazy things can happen. It will be very difficult for devotees also to do their devotional service. So people are so violent, and that violence in their head is because they kill the cow, or they support the killing of the cow. You cannot explain all these things by a great material science. But this is the law. This is how creation is done. And Krishna is saying that if you do this, this will happen. And it is already happening, but people don't see it. Prabhupada explained throughout the Bhagavatam that all the bad weather, all the earthquakes, all the terrorisms, all the different types of upheavals, crisis, everything that's happening in the world is because of killing the cow. It's because of killing the cow. People have not yet registered it. How important it is. So that is why Parikshit Maharaj is super wild. He said, I'll get you. Unfortunately, we don't have leaders like that now. In fact, they are collaborating with Kali and doing whatever Kali wants. That's how the world is moving. You see. So that is why Prabhupada set up the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He set up the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for making people understand this, becoming devotees of Krishna and protecting the cow and living a very prosperous life based on the religious codes given by Krishna. And therefore here, like Parikshit Maharaj says, there's nothing wrong in attacking and putting to rest those people who are so offensive, and who by their offense can create a million times more damage to the people of the world. And we should always learn that if something is wrong, we should pronounce it. That's a duty of any individual. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maiki. What to speak of devotees? So devotees should be more sensitive. When they see something wrong, they should not get first contaminated by it themselves because of their own weakness. Number two, they should instantly pronounce that that is wrong so that they can protect themselves from getting contaminated. Should immediately come on the other side. I don't support this. It's a rationalization. It is a strong verification of your own position. It's a strong statement that you could make. But if you remain wishy-washy, there's a good chance you get affected by that. Especially if you don't pronounce anything against it. You'll become, you know, party to that. That's a very important lesson to learn. We must go all out and stop anything that is wrong. So it's sense here in a society, where the leaders don't do their job of curbing these miscreants, then the state certainly cannot flourish. So very strongly Prabhupada says that, that you must take action when you see that something is wrong. As said before, it is a prime duty of the king or the executive head to give protection in all respects to the peaceful, offenseless citizens of the state. So, you should understand that in Kali Yuga, Kaler Doshani De Rajan, there are so many faults. We cannot go behind everything. At least some of those main things which are wrong, we should go ahead against it. We should protect devotees by protecting the cow and protecting the Vedic culture, so that more people can take up to Krishna consciousness and they'll feel safer here than in the outside world. Actually, there's no protection in the outside world. There's only so-called protectors who are behind masks. When you remove their mask, they also are the same persons who are going to harm you. It's very dangerous to believe these people. So, chanting the holy name and surrendering to Krishna and remaining in the company of devotees is the only hope. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.